Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show today is on all of the different sounds you can make with the voice for different things, for healing, for raising consciousness, or whatever. And so we're going to go through a full range of sounds that you can use and come up with the voice and play with them. We're going to be playing today. And so our intention is that you might be able to heal yourself and others and raise consciousness to exactly the level you want to go with your voice at any time. So before we get started, I'm going to tell you about some things happening here at the school. First of all, we've got a semester. We're in the middle of a semester right now. We still have some classes that you could take individually. We've got a sacred geometry class. We've got a class with Randy Masters on resonant connections, connections of sound and light and color and sacred geometry. And then we've got the Sound of Love class coming up this semester. You can find the full schedule at soundhealingcenter.com. And then the whole next semester starts on January 20th. And that's 3.5 months for the certificate program, or a year and a quarter for the associate degree. And if you pay in full by November 1st, you can get a big discount on that. On those prices, and it's really a powerful program. I mean, right now, Sylvina is doing a class on inner transformation in the other room, and people are just in the zone big time. But the full range of classes are just, we've got 12 different instructors who get a full perspective from different perspectives on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Also, how you might use voice, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, or different cool technologies for sound healing. So, it's all about healing yourself or working on others or just getting high. You know? And so we also have the audio recording program here at the Institute. And we have the full certificate program in how to use any program, whether it's Ableton Live or Logic, or mostly we work with Pro Tools, but we can teach any area. And it's about how to use the equipment to make great sound healing productions or just add more magic to whatever style of music you're doing. And that starts also January 20th. You can actually save $700 if you pay in full by November 1st. And then we've got both of those classes, certificate and associate's degree for sound healing and audio, online as well. For the sound healing program, you could actually start this Tuesday, but you could start about every 2 weeks for the sound healing. Or the audio program, you can start in about 2 weeks also, start in 2 weeks instead of this Tuesday. And so if you're interested, you can give me a call at email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or email me, call me at 415-777-2486, 415-777-2486. Of course, all the information on the classes is at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have a Tibetan bowl concert with Karma Moffat coming up on Saturday, November 8th, and it's at 7 p.m. Karma has more bowls and bells than anybody on the planet, and he uses them to do a whole chakra treatment from the 10-foot-long Tibetan horn for the root all the way to the low bowls vibrating the whole room all the way up to the tiny little Ting Sha bells and back down, and all different types of things in between. It's very, very powerful, and it's only $20 if you're in the area. And then some of the other stuff happening is we've got our store here with all the different crystal bowls. We've got a lot of new crystal bowls, and we'll have a lot of new alchemical bowls posted on the web where you can listen to them. You can already listen to most of what we have at soundhealingcenter.com. If you go to the store and then click on the alchemical bowls, those are the colored bowls. You can listen to them and play with them and play with multiple bowls at once and get binaural beats. It's really quite fun just to play with all the different bowl sounds, even if you're not interested in buying anything. We also have all different types of technologies. We've got glasses that flash and put you into different brainwave states. We've got sansulas, which are like little kalimbas, and they actually have chambers you can put on the body. We've got all types of sacred geometry pendants. We've got all types of drums and rattles and Tibetan bowls and tingshas and the crystal harp, which is unbelievable. It's quartz crystal harp. It's actually just quartz crystal tubes, kind of like a xylophone, and it's unbelievably beautiful. So you can also find all of that at soundoflove.com. And then we also have our treatment center where we can find your soul frequency where you are at ultimate peace, or we can find what's wrong with you by doing a voice analysis, and then we give you a CD of that. Or we can help you with ADD if you have any trouble focusing or know anybody that has trouble focusing. We have a treatment now where you can, we go through all the 12 notes in beta to find which note of beta that you need to be able to focus. And then, of course, we have Emmanuel who does treatments, and he's there's over 60 people or over 70 people now that claim that their cancer is completely gone after we're having worked with Emmanuel. And he does that over the phone and online as well, on Skype, if you like. So, again, you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or go to soundhealingcenter.com. You'll find just about everything there. Okay. So I want to go through all the different sounds that you can make with your voice. You know, it's interesting, when we do voice healing, and we've had talked about voice healing quite a bit, there's a lot of, well, the main key with voice healing is to get out of the way and not even think about it all and just let the sounds come through you. But for the most part, a lot of people can't do that, especially when they're just starting. They don't really know, you know, what's going to come through. So, you know, it's nice to have a starting point or even to know what different types of sounds do to different people because, you know, you don't want to be doing certain edgy sounds that could actually hurt someone, especially if someone is having a panic attack, you know, or someone that's really got a lot of anxiety. You have to be careful about sounds. But on the other hand, edgy sounds can be very good when someone is depressed or needs activation or has blockages in a muscle or stuck energy. So, you know, all the sounds that you can make with your voice are not beautiful sounds at all. You know, it's interesting. When you think about the voice, there's really a few different components of frequency that are actually carried through the voice. First of all, when you speak or when you make any sound, you're singing. We're always singing. Right? We're always singing. We're never singing. So we always sing, and some people sing more notes than others, and they found that the people that sing more notes than others when they speak are healthier. And in fact, when somebody is dying, they stay on the same note the whole time. They can't get off that note because they don't have enough energy to get off that note. So they're stuck in one area. So that's the first thing, is the frequencies or notes that we actually sing when we speak or when we're toning or when we're singing, actually, as well, because you can do all three, of course. Now, there are some sounds that are not notes at all, like noise. We can do like, there's no frequency to that. It's just simply a scattered sound, which is very good for breaking up stuck energy. So, but there's also the frequency of the actual words you use. So if you use certain mantras or Sanskrit sounds, or use even English words or any other language, then there's the frequency that comes across from the words as well. But the third frequency that comes across when you use your voice is the frequency of your intention. And often, for most people, when they use their voice, there's no intention. There is no frequency. It's just whatever happens to be going on in their consciousness, you know, which might be fear, might be total love, just whatever happens to be happening. But if you set your intention to hold a specific intention while you're doing a sound, then that's a third frequency as well. So working with all three is very cool. But we're going to be mostly looking at just the sounds that you can actually make, which is also the timbre. Okay, that's another one, actually a fourth one, huh? The timbre. There's even more than that, actually. It's like you can do sounds that are like, ah, or you can do sounds that are, ooh, ah, ooh, same note, right? Ah, ooh. It's just a different tone or timbre. You can also do different frequencies of a sound. So I could do or oh, you know, just high or low pitches. So there's a lot of variables that you have to do, you can do. Now let's look at it from just a practice. Let's start doing it, okay? If you want to join in here, you're welcome to join in. It'd be very cool. Okay, the first thing that really helps people unleash their voice, because so many of us have been told that we can't sing, you know, that we're not a good singer. And it's horrible, because a lot of us, our voice is blocked because of it. Also, in this society, a lot of women's voices are blocked because men squash it, you know, especially in other cultures. And or it's also women's voices have been squashed for tens of thousands of years. So a lot of us have problems in the throat chakra, you know, just being afraid to speak our truth and really, really say or sound out without any fear. It's interesting, one of our instructors went to Africa, and she was saying, you go into a town and everybody's singing all the time. You walk into town, everybody comes out singing. There's no fear of singing. Everybody sings all the time. Whereas around here, by listening to radio and CDs and programs like, you know, American Idol, I mean, things like that, you know, it's like we now, you know, idolize people that can sing. If we can't do it, then we feel we're not good enough, and it sucks. It sucks. It really sucks that we have that fear when it's such a natural thing for us to make sound. So one thing that really helps to loosen up the voice is gibberish. And if you don't do gibberish, this is really cool, especially if it's fun to play with your mate or with kids. You know, it's just great. So anytime you want to just, you know, say something, want to play, just do something like this. So you can respond to me if you like in gibberish. So it's like, okay, I'll say something to everybody listening here. This is really important. Okay, It's so cool. It's like good exercise for the mouth as well. And it makes you laugh. It makes you laugh. So try a little bit of gibberish. Do a little bit. Come on. Go ahead and do it. Do it. Do it. Okay. I'll wait. I'll wait. Okay. Okay. Now, what's really cool is to do gibberish, but we're going to call it light language. Light language. So you're sending light, healing light, with the gibberish. So now we're adding an intention, and that changes the energy of the gibberish completely. So I'll send you light with the gibberish. There's a woman who was at the conference. Oh, her name is Judy Satori, and she totally does light language, an amazing healer, and quite profound, actually. But it's really funny if you didn't know it was healing. It's like very, very funny sounds. Okay, so if you like, do light language. You could do it to me, or you could do it to everybody listening here. I'll wait. I'll wait. Got some energy from that. Cool. Okay. Then, to make it even more powerful, now send love. I'm going to send love with my voice. I often tell people it's universal love so they don't feel weird, but just send love anyway. Just love, love, love. Okay. So here's love to everyone listening. Send love to me or everybody in the on the call with your voice. I'll wait. Wow. I feel that through my whole body. Cool. Okay. So, you know, if you just do that with your voice on somebody's body, it's really effective. I mean, love is the best healer there is. Just send love with your voice. You can even also do this if you're in a relationship. Just go, I mean, this is amazing. When you just put your lips on someone's heart or just get an inch away from their heart and just sing or make any sound. You don't have to sing. Again, don't worry about singing. If it's just one note, even if it's just om, make the sound of love to your partner's heart. This should be required relationship protocol every morning, every afternoon, or every evening, or all. It's so cool and so sweet. Make love. I mean, it's like to my girlfriend last night on the phone. You know, it's like, okay, I just sent love to her heart. I just made the sound, and then she sent it to me. And it's so sweet. She's just, it's really sweet. And you you don't have to do it to your mate. You could do it to your mom, to your grandma, to your, you know, your best friend, you know. Just send this love to anybody and play with it, especially if they're open. Get them to do it and play with it. It's very beautiful, very incredible. But if anyone has anything going on, any disease, any pain, any stress in a muscle or part of the body, just get close to them with your lips. You could do it. You could do it a foot away. It would still work because you're still sending it into the auras. Or get an inch away. Or if it's appropriate, put your lips right on the body and do send love. And it's amazing. I mean, that right there can cure cancer. Maybe. I can't say that. I cancel that. I can't say that. I can't say it. It might. You never know, though. You never know. You never know. In fact, it can totally heal many things. Love is the best healer there is. And the more you practice, the more you really get in the zone of love, and the more you learn how to bring it through your voice. But you don't have to do it good. Just if you just do it with an intention, and it doesn't matter how good the sound comes out. You know, I was just doing it, and I got a frog in my voice. Doesn't matter, because I'm still doing the energy of love. And that's it. It doesn't matter. It's just go for it and keep going. Okay. Very cool. So you can use it. So it's probably one of the best sounds to use for breaking up stuck energy or for anything that's, if one's sick or got anything going on emotionally or physically. But it's also one of the best sounds you can do when someone's feeling great. They don't have to be hurting. You know, you can just use the sound of love with your voice for someone that's feeling really good, like you're in love. Just, you know, send the sound of love while in love. It's funny. It's so cool that it works for both negative and positive things so well. About 3 months ago, I had a woman here that was getting a chakra treatment. We do all different types of instruments. And I got to her, you know, voice as well. And when I got to her heart chakra, I asked her, I always ask different questions for the different chakras. I asked her, how much love do you have in your life? And she said, I don't have a clue what love is. I've never felt love ever. And I just about fell over. I was kind of in shock. I didn't really know what to say next. I mean, because often what I do when I'm working on the heart chakra is I'll have them send the sound of love to their own heart and just do what we just did and go to their own heart. Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay? Send and sing or tone the sound of love like what we just did to your own heart. I'll do it now myself. You can do it along with me if you like. So I asked this woman, I said, you know, I'll help you. I'm going to send love to your heart. And I told her, I want you to join in when you're ready. So I just sent love to her heart. And she started joining in and did it herself. And I told her, I said, you know, that's your homework. You got to practice this. Practice this until you feel it yourself. Because, you know, that's really the deal. I mean, when you can love yourself so much that you are filled up with love, then you don't really need anybody it's nice to have touch. You know, I guess you can touch yourself a bit, but it's not the same. It's hard to get a good hug from yourself. It's really hard to get a really good hug from yourself. You know, you can do it a bit, but it's never as good as a real hug. But you can still fill yourself up with love by just simply sending the sound to your heart or just resonating love with your voice altogether. Just be love. Be love. Yeah, it's so cool. You know, it is just the deal. It is the deal. Love translated into sound. Especially the ultimate antidote for any loss, whether it's loss of your mate, loss of, goodness gracious, your kids or your mother, or loss of a friend, loss of anybody you know, loss of a person, then the best antidote is always love yourself. Love yourself. Be fine by loving yourself so you're not in pain. And the simplest, unbelievably simple, send love to your own heart with your voice. Now, you can send love to every chakra. You can make the sound of love and just resonate your base chakra. Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go for it. Okay. Okay, send love to your root chakra, your grounding. Key is to hold that energy of love while you're doing whatever sound you're doing. It's still, you could use a higher note if you want, but it's nice to use different notes and still run that energy of love. Okay, send love to the second chakra, the emotional and sensual area. Send love to your third chakra, especially for feeling upset about anything or for feeling insecure about anything, or even if you're feeling balanced in your power in your third chakra, send love to it. Send love to your heart, or even better, send love to the universal love that we are, and listen for it sending love back. Send love to your throat chakra for all those times there's fear of speaking out and speaking your truth, and for all the people on the planet whose throat chakras are strangled. Send love to it. Send love to the third eye for all those who third eye is not open, who all those who don't trust their intuition. Send it to your own third eye now. Thank you. send love to your crown chakra. That's interesting. Since your crown chakra is your connection to source energy, it's connection to God, connection to spirit. It's like we're sending love to spirit. And listen for it to send love back. Other things about this sound of love. It's generally a warm sound. And love is not it's generally a vowel sound. Ooh. You know, different people do different vowels. There's ah. Some people do. The Sanskrit is yum, yum. Or you can just do ooh. You can do any sound that comes out, though, and play with the different vowel sounds to see which one resonates love for you the most. You can try it at different pitches, high or low, and see how it works for you. Generally, the note that is the easiest to make is the best to transmit love. And you can find that really easily by simply opening your mouth and breathing out with the least amount of energy possible. So it's like this. That's the note there. I could sing that note all day long. So when I go to love, you know, that's the best note that feels the most authentic to go to. When you're just in, and when you're not even thinking about it and you're just expressing it, most people will go to that note of the voice that is the easiest to make. It's the home note. It's, if you know anything about music, it's the key that you speak in. And so it's like, I really love my kitty. Really love my kitty. Really love my kitty. I don't go, I really love my kitty. It's like, really love my kitty. And it feels totally grounded because you're going to the home note, and that's where we normally express love. You know, some people go to the musical fifth. I really love my kitty. I really love my kitty. Or really love my kitty. Really love my kitty. Now, I really am in love. And that's going to the fifth. I'm really in love. I am, too, actually. I really am in love. Or you can go down to the root. I really am in love. And then you go, whoa, he's really in love, right? I really am in love. Where you go to that peace. It's also the note that people go to when they're being sincere. You know, I'm totally sincere. And people believe you. If you want to be believed, go to the home note. The problem is some people use it, including politicians and stuff, they'll go to the home note, and it's like, you know, I totally am lying to you through my teeth. Don't you believe me? You know, I mean, a lot of politicians use that. They learn how to be sincere, yeah, by going to the home note. And you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it because it feels so sincere. When someone goes to that home note, it's like, I will never lie to you. Yeah, right. But on the other hand, there's a lot of people that are 1,000% sincere that go to that home note, and they're actually being totally sincere. So you got to watch it, you know, and be aware, you know, because sometimes it's hard to tell. People get that sincere thing, that home note down, right? It's really, really got to watch it. the people, you know, I think the two people that are the best at that, more than any other people on the planet, were Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream. I have a dream. Going to the home note, right? And Garrison Keillor, who is on NPR on Saturday nights and Sunday mornings. He does the Prairie Home Companion. He's really got the home note down. And you can tell it's just because you can't go, the reason it's so important is because you can't go to that home note unless you're really relaxed. If there's any tension in your body, then your voice doesn't allow you to go there. It's like, you know, if you're stressed, you can't say, I really love you, really love you. I really love, you know, you have to be relaxed. I really love you. You go to the home note, and it's like, they really do, unless they're trying to get something, and they're professional at it. But most of the time, there's very few fakers. There's way more sincere, so we normally can trust it. But it's an interesting thing to watch out for. So let's take a little break and listen to a song where I held the intention of love for the entire 6 minutes of the song. The song is Unconditional Love. So let the song envelop you with unconditional love. that's the home note. The last note on that song went totally to the home note. Feels very grounding, and that's often where love lives. You know, now that we've gotten into this love thing, I'm thinking instead of going through all the different sounds we can do with the voice, I want to continue with the love in different sounds and different energies and different sounds for the voice, but we're not going to go through all the different sounds for the voice. But we're going to go through the rest, or some of the sounds that you can make with the voice while doing love. And, you know, it's interesting. You can do warm sounds, and that's what we've been talking about, sounds that are warm, that express love. But you can also do edgy sounds for breaking up stuck energy, like, ah, or ee, or yeah, you know. I mean, when Emmanuel is working on someone with cancer, he gets really intense, and it's very intense sound. But the trick is to do these edgy sounds, or activating sounds, like we like to call them around here. We don't want to give them a bad rap. We call them activating. To do these activating sounds with love. So it's like this. Okay, I'm running love, the energy of love, while doing the sound. It's tricky. It's not easy to do. But here it is. It's like the intention, loving intention of breaking up stuck energy or breaking up blockages. So you're still running love while doing an intense sound that can be very intense and powerful to break up any blockages in the body. So try making a irritating sound, so to speak, and doing it with love. Try it now. Okay, let's do it for real. Let's imagine you've got, or don't imagine, tune into your body. Where in your body do you have any tension or pain? And we're going to send a sound that kind of sounds like the tension or pain to it, but send it with love. And I'll do it myself as well. You can try it if you've got a pain. Or if you know someone else that's got a pain, you could send that energy to break up that pain or blockage with love. Focus to be able to do love with sounds like that. It's really tricky, but it's very cool. Very cool. Okay. Now, here's another one that's really interesting. I might have done this before, but it's the most profound thing you can do. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, what do you do when people are hurting you or crossing boundaries? And you know, you can't just love them if they're, you know, killing you, you know, or you just can't love them if they are really taking advantage of you, or, you know, they have a gun pointed at you. You can't just love them because, you know, you need to set boundaries, and you either set boundaries or love. Well, I've found that you can set boundaries and still love at the same time. It's just like what we just did. It's not easy because you're doing two things at once. So try this. Try saying no. First of all, say no powerfully. I've got a class going in the other room, so I can't scream now. But I'll just say no. No. Right? But now say that while transmitting love. You don't want to wimp out. You can easily go, no. No, you know, you can wimp out, but you got to set the boundary. You do want to set your boundaries. You don't want to be taken advantage of. Set your boundaries of you. You don't want to hurt that whatever it is. Just setting boundaries, protecting yourself, and sending love at the same time. So it's like, no. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm sending love at the same time. No. No. One way I do it is to think of the no as coming from either your voice or your third chakra, and the love coming from your heart. So it's two different areas that you're transmitting information at the same time. Okay, no. You can easily do it. Here's a way to do it that's interesting. Do it without the sound first. Set boundaries with your solar plexus while your heart is open at your heart chakra at the same time. Interesting, huh? Interesting. One's softer, the heart's much softer than the other one's, you know, not rigid, but it's like going, okay, here, stop. You know, if you're being abused, you don't just send love. You stop the abuse, you know, set boundaries if you need to. Or the other extreme is run. Just run. You know, just run. Run, run. Oh, that's a good one. Run while sending love behind you. Oh, that's a tricky one, huh? I mean, it is very tricky. If someone's got a gun pulled to you and mugging you, you know, I mean, it's very tricky to send love while setting boundaries. But, I mean, that could shift the whole situation, to send love. What a trip, huh? Okay, now let's try the no softer, because you don't really have to be that intense with no to set boundaries. You can just go no, 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 but do it with love. So here's just boundaries, no, no, and here's with love, no, no, no. Almost like the no is first and then immediately followed by the love. That's what happened just for me just now. No. 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 That's a good one. That tone is good. No. No. No emotion to it. Just no with love. And still firm. Still firm. No. No. Interesting. The firmness comes from the root chakra, it seems like. No. 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 With love. No. No. Huh. Interesting. Very cool one to practice, because that's the deal. Because if, you know, if we can send love in all situations, oh my God. Oh my God. And again, you know, just sending love with the boundary at the same time can totally transform the situation. I had this situation with a policeman about 5 years ago, and it was really interesting. You know, it wasn't a big deal, but he was like, shut up. And I said, but let me tell you what's going on. He says, shut up, or so I'm going to take you to jail. I said, what? But I haven't even told you what's going on. You need to understand. And he says, shut up. I'm like, whoa. Okay, so I was quiet, and I just thought, I'm not getting anywhere with this. I'm going to send him love. And I stood there, and I just beamed love at him. And I swear to Buddha, within 10 seconds, actually it was 5 seconds, he shifted his energy 180 degrees and said, now how can I help you? I just about fell over. I was like, what did you say? He says, how can I help you? What's going on? I was like, I couldn't believe it. Just sending love shifted the situation 180 degrees. I was shocked. What a lesson. It was just amazing. Now, to send a love with a sound out loud doesn't often work when you're in a conflict or a challenge, you know. Although I thought of it to do it just last week. I was not looking last week, and I stepped onto the sidewalk from the street, and I was looking at something else. I don't know what it was. And this guy was walking down the street, and he actually could have gone around me, but he just bumped into me and just about knocked me over just because I wasn't looking. And really, kind of very rude, actually. I mean, extremely rude, because he could have easily gone around me. But he just was plowing through. And I got a little upset. I was like, I didn't want to say anything, because you never know what you'll get if you say things to people on the streets of San Francisco, you know. But then I thought, what I should have done is gone, ooh. I'm sure he would have gone, what the hell? You know, but it would have been better for me instead of going into my little tiffy, my little tiff, right? Which I was able to release in about 10 minutes, but it took me about 10 minutes to release it. Just go, ooh, and send love. It throws people off guard. I make it out loud. Make it out loud and see what happens. Very cool. Well, you can send love with any little song you make. You can send love with gibberish. You can send love with light language. You can send love with just instructions on how to get somewhere. You know, and just normal day-to-day interaction. Send love to the next person you buy something from at the store. Just send love. Don't overdo it, because people often... I'm sorry, maybe you can't overdo it. Who cares? Overdo it. You know, but sometimes when you overdo it, people go, what is going on? You know, but you can just send love energetically, and it will change the tone of your voice when you do it. It changes the tone of your voice when you do it energetically. And then it's like we're all living in a rose garden. The more people that do it, the more we're living in a rose garden. And sweetness everywhere, and based on the law of resonance. The more you have a field of love around, the more everybody's entrained into it. You know, just talking about it here for an hour has got me in the zone, you know. There's also one other here that's really cool, is to use white noise or to break up stuck energy with love. Shh. Okay, send love with white noise. Shh. Send love with the breath. That's probably the sweetest thing you can do in a relationship, is send love with the breath, especially to the thymus or the neck. Go, oh. Send love with every sound you make. Practice. You don't have to send love if you just do something without anxiety. Just being present is good enough. But it's fun sometimes to do a little extra and send love with whatever expression you make. It's very cool. Here's a cool challenge. If you like, for the next hour, everything you say to somebody or every encounter, send love. You don't even have to make a sound. Send love just silently. But any sound you make, send love with it. If you're really up for it, send love for the rest of the week. or really up for it, send love for months. Or if you're really up for it, send love for years to come with every sound you make. Or go for it. Do it for lifetimes. It's the best intention of all. At least try for 5 minutes. And have a wonderful evening. Take care and thanks for listening.